Would you all please join me in a spirit of prayer? Loving God, guide our thoughts and words today. You are the potter, we are your clay. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So I want to start with a question, and I do hope you'll call out an answer. What would be good news for you to hear today? Okay. Anyone else? I know for me, my student loans are paid off. Yay! Apparently a lot of us can identify with that. How about I got offered my dream job? Would that be good news?
I'm retired.
Oh, you're retired.
I just win the Super Bowl.
All of us have different things that would be good news, right? I hope that all of you can think of something that would be really, really good news. And it will be different for all of us because all of us are in different places in our lives. For me, I'm going to admit, my good news would be, we want to publish your book. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but... And there's a reason I asked you what would be good news. Because our topic for today is evangelism. And evangelism is good news. In all seriousness, the word evangelism is taken from a Greek word that means evangel, or a Greek word that is evangel, and that means simply good news. Evangelism, hopefully, would be a word that would conjure images that are positive, that are blessed, images of God's love, of God's healing, of God's peace, of a purpose-filled life following Jesus Christ. However, I will admit, and unfortunately this may be true for some of you, boy was it true in the first service, but I'll get to that in a moment. The word evangelism may not always have been a word that's had positive connotations for everyone here. There was a self-appointed evangelist when I was at the University of Illinois as a student. Apparently, he's still there. And apparently, he calls people from our church mean names. Because that's what someone told me this morning after first service. But he would go out to the quad and he would shout and scream and rail and tell everyone that they needed to believe in Jesus and they needed to believe what he believed about Jesus, and if not, they were going to burn in hell. For him, Jesus' message seemed to be all about, you should be scared, do what I tell you to do so that you don't get punished. And sadly, that quad preacher isn't the only person I've ever come across who tried to evangelize that way, who seemed to forget the good in the news part of it all. Too often, evangelism has tried to focus on scaring people into saying they believe in Jesus for fear of punishment, rather than saying, I want to give my life to following Jesus Christ and to have my life changed in Jesus' name. I'm reminded of a very old church joke, and I do mean old. I got this from a book that was published more than 100 years ago. There was supposedly, long ago, a young evangelist at a church, probably a Methodist one, and he was warning all the people that were at the church service that night that they had to get saved, and for him, being saved meant believing exactly what he believed. And he was railing and yelling and screaming and he was saying, people are going to go to hell and there's going to be gnashing of teeth. And finally, there was a grandmother in the back of the church who was just a little tired of it and who was a wise woman. And she finally stood up and said, but sir, I have no teeth. Apparently, the young man, though, was prepared for this. He, without missing a beat, said, teeth will be provided. But all joking aside, evangelism is not meant to be the two-question test to see if you're going to heaven or hell. And no, I am not making that up. I had a United Methodist pastor try to give me the two-question test to see if I was going to heaven or hell one time when I was walking between classes in college. Evangelism is to be sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And what is the good news of Jesus Christ? Well, it starts with this simple truth. God loves you. God loves you. That is the start of the good news. Not that God is looking forward to punishing us if we don't change our ways, but that God actually loves us. The good news is that God loves us so much that God sent God's Son into the world to teach us about God's love, to teach us that we could be forgiven, to teach us that we could have a life of purpose and hope, to teach us that we could live in union as brothers and sisters with other people, that human beings don't have to beat each other's throats all the time, but that we can learn to live in peace and love. The good news is that so powerful is God's love that it has defeated sin. It has defeated death. So powerful is God's love that it raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Evangelism is meant to be good news, not scaring people. Evangelism is meant to offer us a life that is worth living, a life of hope and purpose, not a life that can be like a living hell. And you know what? I've lived in that life that can be like a living hell sometimes. And the life that Jesus offers is a lot better. Evangelism is meant to be sharing good news, love, and peace. However, I will admit evangelism can still be kind of a scary word. Sharing with other people is hard sometimes. If you share with someone what Jesus means to you, if you open up to someone when they ask about what Jesus has done for you, you're going to have to make yourself vulnerable, and sometimes we don't want to make ourselves vulnerable. And also, there's a lot of reasons that people come up with to not talk about Jesus with the people that they know and the people that they love. Almost all of these are pretty close to exact quotes from people I've talked to in my career in ministry, and I've only been doing this for a little over 10 years. Pastor, I can't invite anyone to church or share my faith. What if they ask me a question I don't have an answer to? Pastor, I've done bad things and people in this town know it. I can't share my faith. Who am I to invite them to church? They're not going to believe me. What if someone makes fun of me or disagrees with me, Pastor? Well, here's where I want to turn to our scripture passage for today, because I think our scripture passage offers us hope, but it's also a firm reminder that God is asking us to share the good news. Our passage for today comes to us from a time right after Jesus rose from the dead. Probably not immediately after, considering the disciples had to go to another part of ancient Israel. It was probably a few days after, but the disciples of Jesus were told to gather on a mountaintop in Galilee, which was basically the home county of most of them. And once there, on one of the many mountains that were in Galilee, Jesus appeared to them. Now, it's important for us to remember, those 11 disciples who gathered with Jesus that day were not perfect people. We are told in the Gospel of Matthew, every single one of them had abandoned Jesus as he hung dying on the cross. Not a one of them had even stood at the foot of the cross to pray for him and give him comfort and support. And we're told that they probably didn't really understand what the message had been about. Time and time again, Jesus had been teaching some of them for 3 years, it seems, and yet they still didn't seem to really get the point that he was trying to get across. And then we are told, and it's very interesting that Matthew says this, we are told that some of them doubted. Maybe they doubted that they were really seeing what they were seeing. Maybe they were worried that they wanted Jesus to be with them so much that they were all deluding themselves. Or maybe they had doubts about themselves. Or maybe they had doubts about Jesus. Or maybe they had doubts about God. Or maybe they had doubts of some combination of all three. Yet these people who had been fearful, these people who had doubts, these were 11 people who were among the very first people that Jesus said, I need you to go out and share my message with the entire world. And here's the amazing thing. Those 11 uncertain, fearful, imperfect people, they must have done a good job, because here we are nearly 2,000 years later across the Mediterranean Sea and an ocean knowing about Jesus, because apparently they did a fairly good job. They shared the good news, and it changed the lives of people. And in a sense, from what they did, they continue to change our lives today. The disciples weren't perfect people, but you don't have to be a perfect person to share the good news. You simply have to have been changed by Jesus Christ, our Lord. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. Even amidst doubt, and believe me, doubt is going to come to all people from time to time, even amidst the mistakes we all make, Jesus can use us to do something amazing and powerful and to share the good news. Jesus said to his followers then and to all of us down to this day, share the story of what I have done for you. Let people know the good news. It's not about heaven and hell. It's not about scaring people. Do you notice what Jesus says? Jesus says, baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Or to put another way, what does baptism mean? When we are baptized, we are doing a ritual that reminds us we are all children of God and we are brought into one family. One of the most amazing parts, particularly in the United Methodist Church, of our baptism ritual is that if we baptize a child, we say to the people who brought that child to be baptized, we will help you raise up this child to know Jesus Christ. One of the most powerful parts, if it's an adult who comes to be baptized, is we say, you are not alone. You are now my brother. You are now my sister. You are someone who I will help know Jesus Christ more deeply so that your life might be changed and so that you will reach your full potential that God created you to have. Baptism is about becoming part of a family, becoming siblings in Christ. And I don't know about you, but a truly loving family that loves perfectly with none of the brokenness that human families can have, that sure sounds like good news to me. I want to be part of a family like that, a family guided by the perfect love of God shown to us through Jesus Christ. Evangelism isn't about being pushy or persuasive. It's about inviting people into something good. Unfortunately, just as the word we talked about last week, justice, has been used and misused in some cases in the year 2017 here in the United States, evangelism or evangelical is also a word that's got a lot of loaded, even political ramifications in our world today. But that's not what it's about. What it's about is simple: sharing life-changing, world-changing good news. The most powerful evangelists aren't necessarily someone who's ever going to be on a TV screen. And in fact, the most powerful evangelists probably are not someone who's going to tell you, I know all the answers. No mortal knows all the answers. The most powerful evangelists that I've come in contact with, the people that showed me the good news, that I've seen other people share the good news, often said, I don't know all the answers. I don't know why things are always the way they are, but I know that God loves you. The most powerful evangelists don't necessarily have tons of charisma, but what they have is a story about how Jesus Christ has changed their lives. Evangelism isn't necessarily, or maybe even is only very rarely, about public preaching that brings thousands to Christ or handing out pamphlets that convince people to follow Jesus. Any of you ever gotten any of those at some point in your life? Seeing a few nods. Evangelism is probably for most people a loving relationship, and it's a conversation where we share our story of faith. Evangelism might be saying to someone over coffee or over pizza or in the parking lot of a bar, and no, that last one is not hypothetical, this is what Jesus means to me. The best evangelists that I've known were probably an old woman in a nursing home and a young kid. A young woman who had found something meaningful in church, and to use what it is said, what we hear in the Gospel of John in the first chapter, she wanted her friends to come and see what Jesus was all about. How many of us, if we try out a really good restaurant and the food is fantastic, want to invite our friends to come with us? How many of us, if we see a really good movie, say, oh my gosh, you've got to see that movie, it was so good? In this case, it was probably Wonder Woman this summer. Or maybe something else. How many of us, if you hear a great song, you say, go buy this album, or let's be honest, let me be 2017, go download this from iTunes. Let's get real, everybody, right? Well, I love food, a little too much. I love movies. I love music. All of those are great. All of those can be a blessing from God. But don't we want to share an even greater blessing, a transformed and changed life following Jesus Christ our Lord? All of us are called to be evangelists in some way. Like I said with the kids, not everyone's going to go across oceans. Not everyone's going to found new churches. There are some people who have the spiritual gift of apostleship. Maybe someone out there does. If any of you are feeling called to be a person who's going to go start a new congregation or be a missionary, I'd love to talk to you about that and support you. But whether or not we're ever sent to the other side of the earth to share the good news of Jesus Christ, all of us will be given the opportunity to share the good news. Now, before I finish, I want to say something. There may be someone sitting out there that still is not certain about this good news. If you are seeking a relationship with Jesus Christ and you're not quite there yet, you're still trying to figure out what that might mean for you, I simply hope that this congregation can be a place where you can do that seeking, where you can find a closer relationship with Jesus Christ, where you can find maybe what God is calling for you to do. But if anyone here has, as the old song says, decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. Any of you learned that in Sunday school when you were kids? At least a couple. If you've decided to follow Jesus, if Jesus has changed your life and is continuing to change your life, because it's not like a switch just flips once. Jesus continues to change your life throughout your life. Then who is God calling you to share the story with? Who is God calling on you to reach out with? Who could you help share the good news? Not in a pushy way, not in a guilt way, not in a fearful way, but in love, saying, the love of God and Jesus Christ has transformed me. Let me tell you a little bit of my story. Will we share the good news? I pray we all do. Amen?